Hello and welcome to Walk the Walk. Well, all I can say is I'm back. Thank you, Jesus. I am back. It's been 2 months, maybe a little over 2 months since I've done a podcast due to the fact that my husband had a stroke, a massive stroke. I remember that day when he came in on February 22nd. He was disoriented. He could not see out of one of his eyes. We thought it was his blood sugar, and it ended up being that he was having a stroke. Wow. I can't even put into words what it felt like for me. The feeling of knowing that your husband is going through something as serious as that. I remember walking into the hospital, walking on air like it was such exhilaration. It was walking on a surface that did not feel safe. I felt unsure. I felt scared. I felt everything you could possibly feel when you hear bad news. And I was also talking to God. And I wanted answers. I wanted quick answers. I had to totally rely on men and women that were the doctors and nurses to tell me what was going on. But there was still that piece of me that just, God, what is going on? What is this, God? Why? Why? And I kept hearing me say, why? And then finally, after several days, I said, Lord, what? What is it that you want from me? I had many a nights alone for a month while Jeff was in the hospital and had gone to rehab that I had a lot of conversations with God. But there was still always that little fear of, what if? What if Jeff, you know, what if? What if he stays the same that he is right now? There was a period of him not understanding people. There was a period of us not understanding him. He spoke this language that was incomprehensible. We didn't understand it. He knew he was speaking a gibberish language, but he just couldn't control it. It was scary. But not only was that scary enough, then on that following Sunday, that Thursday after he had the stroke, Sunday, I experienced, wasn't really a heart attack, but it was like a heart attack. It was due to the fact that my blood pressure went from 188 to 100. I didn't know it. I really didn't feel anxious or anything. I was coming home from the hospital, and then this immense amount of pressure, it was almost like indigestion in my chest, in my back, and in my shoulders. And as I was driving, it started, and I thought, oh, I must be having a little heartburn. But as I kept going, it just worsened, especially in my arms and between my shoulder blades. And then I heard, you're having a heart attack. Get home. And I did. And my neighbor, who was kind enough to take me to the hospital, it appeared that I was having a heart attack. In the long run to that story, I had the two episodes. I was hospitalized both times and ended up having to have a heart catheter. And my heart is great. Nothing is wrong with my heart. It was my blood pressure from the stress of all the stuff that we were going through. You know, I guess this podcast is going to be directed to people who work in the medical field. And I have so much to say about that. But I have one particular doctor who was Jeff's main neurologist, was a very young man. And when he walked in the room, he emitted fear. And I don't mean like he wasn't like a fearful causing man. His news was always fearful. He never exhibited to me a side of him that was, what's the word? Empathy, maybe, or sympathy. I don't know what word I'm looking for, but what I am looking at is, if you are somebody who is giving somebody bad news, there's a way. When they talk about the bedside manner, there's a way. And this young man, I know he had to deliver the news. I know he did. He had to. There was no other way for him to. He had to come in and show us all the MRIs and the damage and what was going on. But it just seemed like every time he came in, that news was just gripping. And he just didn't know how to be compassionate. That's the word. Until finally one day, I interrupted him as he was giving me more bad news. And so apologetic and always saying, I'm sorry. I finally stopped him and said, stop. I know how serious this is. But let me just tell you something. Jeff and I have been through something similar to this before with his brain bleed about 12 years ago. God brought us through it then, and he's going to bring it through us again. And I know he looked at me and he wanted to say, you fool, you don't understand how serious this really is. But I assured him I did know how serious this was. But I also assured him that my God was greater than any stroke, any brain bleed, any heart attack, all of that. My God is greater than that. Now, I'm going to also confess something to you. And if I sound like I'm getting loud, and I don't mean to, but I feel really passionate about this. The words that were coming out of my mouth were not necessarily how I really felt. And I hope that doesn't discourage you from listening to me or my podcast. What I want you to understand is you got to say those words with conviction. And sometimes I didn't feel it. I did not. In my head, it was like, what are you saying? This man is telling you that your husband could possibly never recover from this. But my response was not, I didn't let him convince me of what he was saying. I came back with, hey, I have a greater God than this. You may not see it right now. I don't see it right now. We both see the same thing, but I am telling you this, that my God is greater than all of this. And you know what? My God is greater than all this. I don't know if this man knew God. I felt like he might not have. He didn't offer any words of wisdom, I guess, if you will, about what he thought God would be doing. But well, I will tell you this. After I said that to him, I could see a nervous little smile on his face, and he apologized for being so abrupt. And he didn't say that word, but he offered me an apology. And I said to him, listen, I will do whatever it takes to make my husband whole again with the help of Jesus Christ. Did I totally believe it right then? I did not. But I can tell you this. I spoke those words. They came out of my mouth without even thinking about it. So you know what I say to this? The Holy Spirit was within me and was saying those words that I couldn't even believe I was saying. But I can tell you this, I am glad I did, because Jesus is working a miracle in my life and in Jeff's life. Life has changed for us a little bit. Life is probably going to be different for us a little bit. But I will say that I feel the peace of Jesus. Jeff is improving by leaps and bounds. Only because we have Jesus in our life. And I believe that is the truth. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Speak the words. You may not feel it. You may not feel the very words that are coming out of your mouth. Speak them anyway. Pray. Talk to God. I let him know every night how afraid I was. And I struggled I was mad because I could not just feel that peace. But I spoke it. And I want to say one more thing before closing. If you don't have a friend who is a spirit-filled, walking in faith 100% of the time person, you need to find yourself one. Because I have one. And her name is Leticia. And there were days where I would be driving and I just felt numb, clueless, afraid, and I would call her. I wouldn't even have to say a word. She would pray over me like none other. And then she would get me to speak into Jesus in the spirit. And I did that going to the hospital and to the rehab center every day. When I walked into that hospital and the rehab center, I would say, I am appointed and I am anointed. Sometimes I didn't even know what that meant, but I said it. So here's today's message. Talk to Jesus. Speak it. Speak it even if you don't feel it. Speak it. Because I'm telling you, He will work a miracle in your life. I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad you're listening. Have a blessed day.